ओमज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपक कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासदिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हे कृष्णा हे गोविंदा। और ह्यूमन लाइफ इज एक्सट्रीमली ब्लेस्ड लाइफ वेयर वी हैव द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू कनेक्ट विद द लॉर्ड, नो व्हाट इज गुड, नो व्हाट इज बैड। इट इज कॉल्ड एज सद 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 असद विवेक बुद्धि, सद असद विवेक बुद्धि, व्हाट इज बैड व्हाट इज गुड, सार असार बुद्धि, टू नो व्हाट इज गुड व्हाट इज बैड, एंड टू लर्न इफ यू डू गुड व्हाट हैपेंस, टू लर्न इफ यू डू बैड व्हाट हैपेंस। दिस इज नॉलेज। द डॉग्स डोंट नो व्हेन दे डू समथिंग टू समबडी, बट ह्यूमन बींग्स हैव द अपॉर्चुनिटी फैसिलिटी फॉर्चून ब्लेसिंग टू नो व्हाट इज व्हाट। You also have an opportunity to know who you are, who God is, what nature is, what is your connection with the nature, with God, how to realize that connection after we know the connection, and then how to perfect our life, everything. Believe me, I'm not exaggerating. I feel myself so fortunate. Every single day when I wake up, I sleep, I feel I'm so fortunate. That I've been blessed with this knowledge, with the opportunity, with the facility to serve. Kitna logon ko milta hai, batao? So many people are living this life. So many people are doing so many things, but they are just lost in something. And here we are not done tapasya. We haven't gone to jungle. I didn't leave my family and go to forest and I was searching for God. I went to Himalayas and I did tapasya with 1 carat per day. Aisa kuch nahi kiya maine. I didn't do 1 crore jap one day. I said, nothing I have done, which I can say, then I have a right to get all this knowledge, you know, realization. Some shakshatkar has to be there. I said, I have nothing done. I was a simple student in the college and somebody came behind me. I fought with him and then I kept fighting with him. He still kept giving knowledge to me. And one day I surrendered. Yes, I agree with you. Sorry for fighting for the whole year. And then I accepted and then the journey has started and so many years have passed now. It began in 1982 and today it is 38 years, you know. I was a second MBA student that time, very aggressive, you know, very, what do you call, strong and kabhi bhi tayar hai ladne ke liye. Aisa I was having personality, you know, very aggressive and very, I was going to gym also, so I had a lot of strength. 2 hours in gym I used to work. So lot of, aisa, you know, जवानी का जोश था बहुत जोरदार। प्लस आई वॉज अ रैंक होल्डर, तो इनफ इंटेलिजेंस इज देयर, एवरीथिंग वॉज देयर एट हैंड टू बी प्राउड एक्चुअली। बट देन दैट फेलो ऑफ अ वेरी काइंड फ्रेंड ऑफ माइन, ही जस्ट टॉलरेटेड मी फॉर 1 year, आई जस्ट अब्यूज्ड हिम एवरी पॉसिबल वे, आई यूज्ड टू नॉनसेंस टू इरिटेट हिम। आई टोल्ड हिम ऑल्सो, गो नाउ, जस्ट गो अवे, आई एम नॉट इंटरेस्टेड इन ऑल दीज थिंग्स। व्हेन आई एम इंटरेस्टेड ना, आई विल कॉल यू बैक। नाउ यू हैव टोल्ड मी एवरीथिंग, so it's okay, I've understood everything, but I don't want to do it. Not interested. Lekin bhagwan ki daya se fir sudhar gaye hum log, and then the whole great journey started in life, wonderful journey, and that has made life moment to moment happy. Believe me, it is like sometimes people feel ki are ye log natak kar rahe hai ki sach bol rahe hai, inka happiness ek natak hai ki sach hai, ऐसा भी लोगों को लगता है। बहुत लोगों को लगता है कि इतने हैप्पी कैसे हैं लोग, हम तो नहीं है इतने हैप्पी, हम भी डॉक्टर हैं, हम भी ये, हम भी धनवान हैं, हम भी सब कुछ है, तो ये इतने हैप्पी कैसे हैं, तो ये हैप्पीनेस का नाटक कर रहे हैं कि रियली हैप्पी है। ऐसे भी कमेंट आते हैं हमारे लिए। बट कैसा है ना, यस्टरडे लास्ट टाइम आई गिव एग्जाम्पल ऑफ दैट वाइफ वेयरिंग पुटिंग इंसेंस, आई टोल्ड एग्जाम्पल टू यू, नहीं आई टोल्ड समबडी एल्स। सो द एग्जाम्पल इज लाइक दिस, सपोज अभी शी यू आर मैरिड राइट, तो फॉर हर हस्बैंड्स प्लेजर शी पुट्स नाइस इंसेंस फ्रेगरेंस राइट, एंड शी पुट्स फ्रेगरेंस समवेयर एंड देन शी गोज मे बी टू डिफरेंट रूम और सम डिफरेंट प्लेस where is he to meet him. But when she goes from one place to another, will everybody get the fragrance or not? Whoever comes across, bhai will be there on the way, maybe your mother is on the way, or somebody building wala idhar udhar. Whoever will come across her journey, they will get the smell, beautiful smell. Like that, suppose your heart is filled with happiness. Suppose you are really happy. You are not telling anybody, but you are happy. But will others feel that she is happy today? Can it be hidden? Or suppose you are very sad today. झगड़ा करके आ गए हस्बैंड से, पूरा हस्बैंड ने पूरा ऐसा गाली देके पूरा मॉर्निंग स्पॉइल करके अभी काम पे आ गई है वो, तो वो कुछ बोल नहीं रही है, बट एवरीबडी विल नो कि शी इज़ अपसेट. सो कैन यू हाइड हैप्पीनेस? कैन यू हाइड योर अपसेटनेस? नथिंग, यू कैन हाइड. तो लाइक दैट, इफ योर हार्ट इज फिल्ड विद हैप्पीनेस, हाउ इट कैन बी हिडन? अगर मैं हैप्पी हूँ तो कितना छुपाऊँ, है ना? हैप्पीनेस इज हैप्पीनेस, इज लाइक कंटीजियस, इज गोइंग टू इज वो, यू आर एनर्जेटिक, nobody can miss it. Oh, Ramani ghar, kya energy hai? It's like that. May not be visible. Beauty is visible, maybe physical beauty, but other things, the emotions are not visible by eye, but you really can feel it, na? So like that, there is the manifestation or experience of bhakti, and bhakti is there in the heart, na? Other person will feel there's something which I don't have, I need to have. So higher than that, one more line I'll tell you. If you have love and bhakti for the Lord, then it is for the Lord. But still, you will feel it, ki he has it. If you meet a person with love for the Lord and bhakti for the Lord, it is not for you, it is for the Lord. But still, you will feel that there is something which is very positive and very nice in this person. You can feel. It's like the happiness also can be felt in the atmosphere. Why people feel that Bhaktivedanta, when we come inside, there is some peace, there is some assurance? People have told us. I am not saying. We did an independent survey with MBA students, and the three major feelings were there. One was that as soon as we come here, we feel peace. There are many emotions, but major three were there, prominent. That we come here and we feel peace. Second thing, we come here and we feel ki I will get well here. God is here. I will get well here. And third thing they feel is, I will not get cheated here. He's not met anybody. He just come and he's resting because it's hot. He's just sitting and just relaxing. And his three feelings are coming to his heart. Nobody has met him. Nobody has given lecture to him ki we are like this, like this, like this. But just by going around, you know, just by the atmosphere, whatever is happening, you know what's happening. As soon as you come in, you feel that. So today I was going to talk about the atmosphere. I told him how does atmosphere affect people who share the atmosphere, and whichever atmosphere you are in, you are in anxious atmosphere, it affects you. You are in tense atmosphere, it affects you. In happy atmosphere, it affects you. You are in the anticipatory anxiety atmosphere also, anticipatory anxiety affects you. Kya hoga, kya hoga, kya hoga? What will happen, what will happen? Exam result is there, you go to college to, after 1 hour the results are going to be declared, everybody is there. Then the gold medalist would be also is there, and the failure also is there. But everybody is sharing the anxiety. Kya hoga? And suddenly somebody will cheer, yay, I am gold medalist. Somebody will say, oh, I failed. Then there is difference. But atmosphere affects you. So the story in Bhagavad, that you all know the story, that Krishna went to Mathura from Vrindavan. You know? And Kamsa had the idea that I will kill him through the elephant and through the wrestlers, and finally I myself and will kill him. So he killed the hathi, broke his teeth, and both of them held in his shoulder big hastidanta, ivory. They entered the arena. When they entered the arena, they were like 10-year boys, very delicate and sweet looking boys. And they were like rock-like, mountain-like wrestlers, Chanur and Mushtik. They were real like mountain. Their muscles, you know, like they were world champions that time in wrestling. And they had rock-like body. chest and hands and everything. So it's like not a match, no? 10-year-old delicate boy is not a match for he's not a match for rock-like wrestlers. So Kamsa had organized a huge stadium for this particular tournament. And there were ladies here, there were royal ladies here, there were village ladies over here, there were city ladies here, there were men over here, there were village men, ministers, all kinds of people had their stands and they were all located there. And there were one stand of the local ladies, like, you know, general visitors, citizens. So the lady started speaking, "See, what kind of injustice is this? Is this a way to match the wrestlers? If you have a wrestling tournament, you should have matching, na? Are weight ka bhi matching hota hai? 60-70 weight group, 50-60 weight group, then a heavy weight, 70-80 group, aisa bhi 100 kilo ka bhi group hota hai. But 100 kilo weight wala doesn't fight with 50 kilo wrestler. Utna bhi rule hota hai. But here, 10-year-old delicate boys are put against the world champion wrestlers who are like rocks. So this is very injustice. This is not good. How can the children survive wrestling with these rock-like wrestlers? They will die. And it's a big injustice. How can Kamsa do this? So they were discussing. Then I tell you, you tell her, then you tell her, and again you come back and discuss her. There was a group discussion. And then they decided, ki where, is a very, what struck me, the statement in Bhagavat was, the ladies say, if we continue to stay here and watch the wrestling match, then we also participate in the sin that is committed by the injustice. So we should walk out from this place. We don't agree with this, what's happening here? It's an injustice, and I can't keep watching the injustice. And this has struck me so much. How? Suppose you go on the road and then some girl is like, you know, teased by some young boys that are like to make some masti and all. So you can do three things. You can go and, you know, start your arrogance and then throw them away and then save the girl and girl goes home. Or you are a very tiny fellow and they are like rugged fellows and they are powerful. So you go away. And third thing you can do, you can keep watching. You can't go also and you can't do anything also. But you are watching and it's being abuse is going on, everything going on. Then it is said that if you keep watching, then you share the sin what they are doing. You are sharing the sin that they are doing. So similarly, they said ki we will share the sin what is happening over here. So then I came to know, I did deep meditation on this statement of the ladies of Mathura. And I came to conclusion that the atmosphere is going to affect you irrespective of your liking or not liking. If you just participate in the atmosphere, you are going to get affected. For example, if you are I must have told this forum, I don't know, but I will tell again, that you are a clerk in an abortion clinic. You don't do anything. You just take lady's name, age, sex, and whatever, address, telephone number, mobile, email address, and little history. You put the number and give the case paper, take money, and the patient goes inside, and then rest everybody does inside whatever they want to do. You are just a clerk, entry point. Abortion takes place in the clinic, and then you get a salary for your work. Now, is your salary a contaminated salary or a pure salary according to you? Contaminated. What is your statement? And why it is contaminated? What is the reason?
Think that is my job.
That's my job.
Intentionally, purposefully, whatever. I have to run my family also. So I am joining that purpose. So if there is no other option left, then he has to do it.
And I am doing it sincerely. I am not cheating.
Exactly. There is one way.
Okay.
Second, if I have other option, I am not there also because of money I am doing that. Then only he can get.
Suppose you don't have any option. And you have to work there. And you are working very sincerely. You don't have any ulterior motivation. You are not a crook. You are simply working there. Will your money be contaminated or not contaminated?
Because of karma, you can get affected.
Exactly. So I am trying to tell you, because that money, what you get as salary, is earned out of killing babies in the womb. The business is to kill the babies in the womb for convenience and earn money. And that money is given to you as a salary. If you are working as a you're working as a distribution in sales and distribution in an alcohol company. You're working in a wine international company, big, and you are a distributor. You are supposed to be sales manager of this particular country, India head of these breweries. And you do great record because of your skill and everything. And you get a huge sum of money. So what is the money earned of? Earned of selling the alcohol and destroying people's families and individual lives. And that earning is given to you. So you earn, you eat your roti with that money, with your family. So everybody is affected. This is not true. You may say, sir, I am very sincere. I don't drink. I don't even take one free bottle from which I am supposed to from the company. I am a very pure vegetarian. I am pure this thing. But you will be still contaminated because the whole business is to sell alcohol. The whole business is to take advertisements, how alcohol is wonderful, how black label and blue horse and green horse is, stable, what is that? Stallion, something like that. All names and advertisements and women and men and how they are like enjoying when they drink this particular alcohol. So whole the focus is to make people drink. In a very sophisticated way, you make the advertisement and you make people drink. And then they ruin their life by whatever, physically by liver and family wise and everything. From poor to rich man. So when your earning and your business is based on sin, your life also will be affected by that sin. The money that you take home and eat and maintain yourself is going to spoil your consciousness, is going to spoil your family's consciousness, your children's consciousness, everybody's consciousness. And if you work in a place which is very purely motivated, service oriented, genuine service oriented, but there is no ulterior hidden motive also. You simply want to serve, and your business also is to somehow make money and serve, and you participate in that. There is no corruption there, there is no cheating there, nothing is there. And then you also get salary because you work in the same institution. So that money is called pure money because the purpose is clear, everything is punya, you can say. Pious activities, helpful activities, kind activities, compassionate activities. So what you earn out of that is pure money. And your wife and your husband, children may not work here. But they eat rotis of the money that you earn. And you, the consciousness also is accordingly. What you are sharing is only punya. We are not sharing any sins. Knowingly, unknowingly, directly, indirectly, what are we sharing is only punya. And much beyond that punya is bhakti. What is the difference between punya and bhakti? Last time also I think I mentioned to you, but I'll repeat again. Punya takes you to heavenly planets to enjoy some superfluous kinds of enjoyment which you cannot even imagine. Abhi, for example, all our bodies are, they're not fragrant bodies. Na? The harder we work, our bodies don't exuberate fragrance. We have sweat and we start smelling bad. However beautiful a lady is, a man is, if he works hard and he is in a tropical climate like Bombay, however beautiful you are, however well dressed you are, after some time you start smelling bad because you sweat and the sweat is supposed to get decomposed by bacteria and then you get smell by spheromoles and decomposition and everything. So this world is, whatever it is, you are smelling from many parts of the body, mouth, this, that and so many things. But suppose you come to a place where all ladies, all men are fragrant. And each one has different fragrance. Like she has champa fragrance, I have rose fragrance. He has another mogra fragrance, he has juhi fragrance. You have zai fragrance, you have so many other fragrances. And we all have come together and we are sharing the collective fragrance of all mixtures of flowers. How will that be? It's like putting mogra here, zai here, juhi here, rose here, champa here and this, we just keep it over here. And we sit here, we get all the mixture of fragrances. That kind of atmosphere is there in Swarga, where every lady and every man, every devata and every devi has got fragrant body. And suppose then when they enjoy together, what kind of pleasure will be there, which is not even imagined over here. The flowers which grow there, they don't get shriveled. Khali wo khilte hain, murjate nahi kabhi. Isliye devata log hamesha pushpa vrushti karte rehte hain. Itne flowers hain wahan par, khali khilte rehte hain, koi murjata nahi hai. So they keep showering flowers on earth whenever Krishna is doing some activity or Indra, something, good activity, they keep showering flowers. Pushpavrushti. Like that, I can go on explaining to you what is Svarga. So, when you do good activities here, and this is called Punya, with a stock of Punya at the time of death, you have big stock of Punya. To enjoy that, you go to Svargaloka, take birth over there, and you enjoy there. Unbelievable food items, unbelievable fragrant bodies of people, and you know, hardly any old age, hardly any disease. Only birth and death is there, but hardly any disease and old age. You know, have black, brown, white hair and wrinkled bodies. Everybody is so fragrant and so beautiful and hardly any disease. And plus, in Svargaloka, there is no rectum in the body. You don't pass stool and urine. There are no toilets there. Because you only eat and you enjoy. There is nothing like you go to toilet and every day you have to throw something out of the body. This is Svargaloka. And every ordinary person in Svargaloka is fragrant. And there are some people like Urvashi, Menaka. They are the superfluously beautiful ladies. And Indra is a superfluously beautiful. Kamadev is the ultimate beautiful devata. Rati Devi and Kamadev. The devata of lust. And his wife Rati, both are extremely beautiful and powerful. And atmosphere is like never too hot, never too cold. It's always beautiful. Like how you go to Himalayas, na? It's always beautiful. It's cold, colder and coldest. It has nothing like sweating and, you know, changing dresses 5 times a day. All the best things you can imagine for enjoyment are there. But what is the problem? You do collect punya and you enjoy. How long you can enjoy there? Till the time your account is there. You enjoy, it gets exhausted. And you go on enjoying, you have lots, but one day everything is exhausted. That time you are sent back to the earthly planet again. Kshine punye marte loke vishanti. Kshina means decreasing. When it becomes decreasing account, you have already enjoyed and decreasing. One day it's exhausted. And that time you have to leave Svarga and go back and take birth again on earth. Similarly with pap also. Lots of pap is there, then you go to hell and you suffer for that. When all the papa is over, suffering is over, you again come back over here. And what is bhakti? Bhakti means the activities that you do for the Lord's pleasure. They are neither punya nor papa. They don't take you to Svargaloka, they take you to spiritual world. And in the spiritual world, there is no birth and no death also. What to speak of old age and disease? Wo to hai nahi. Wo to idhar bhi nahi hai Svargalok mein. In the spiritual world, no birth and death also. Once you go there, yad gatva na nivartante tad dhamam param mama. You don't come back again here. You eternally remain there. No rectum, no stool, no urine, no sweat. Only fragrance and fragrance. And enjoying eternally out there. So that is what I am trying to explain to you. Why I feel I am fortunate to be in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. Because I know being a trustee, the purpose is only to serve. There is no purpose of business. I become trustee in 92. 28 years I am trustee. Before the hospital even existed, I thought about. Uske pehle se trust ka main trustee hun. We have all grown together from young age to the middle age, whatever. I have never seen our trustees asking, why so much less income? Why not you increase your CT scans? Why not push doctors to prescribe CT scan? Why not pathology is making so much good? Why not you push your doctors to prescribe tests? You have to have minimum this much CT scans to be done. You have to have so many sonographies to be done to survive and to make money. This I have seen in Saudi Arabia. How they call doctors and they really, really, really put them on task. Sir, next 6 months you want to continue? I want the results. I bought a new MRI. I want your prescription. I will see how many has gone from your paper as prescription. And big guys, FRCAs and FRCOGs and big guys. Consultant level, UK, US, studied people. Aged, experienced people. But they don't have anything. They don't care. They will just call you, one-to-one evaluation, performance, and tell you, see sir, we have bought MRI. You will prescribe, make it successful. Otherwise, we'll find somebody else. Enough people are waiting for this. Straightforward. So what is the purpose? To make money. Here I have seen there was never a purpose to make money. We do make money, but the purpose is not to make money. And the highest purpose was to give people knowledge of Lord, knowledge of self, knowledge of bhakti, how to connect with the Lord, knowledge of how to be happy in this life. That was the main purpose. I was in the meeting when we had a meeting that we should have a hospital. That meeting I was there. Dr. Sankhe was there, Dr. Dalal was there, Dr. Rathod was there, our main trustee was there, Gurudev was there, and Gurudev spelt out his vision, ki, what he wants to do. He said, we don't want to have an ordinary hospital where people have all equipments and crores of rupees investment and all facilities and you are top, one of the top hospitals. We are not having that kind of, we want to have spiritual care in the hospital. And we want to touch people with spirituality through treatment. We want to be genuine. We don't want to be cutthroat practice. We don't want to be competitive in our spirit. All these typical worldly institutions, what is the typicality? That they have competitive spirit, they want to make money, they want to be profitable, they want to destroy the opponent and be successful. They will be successful at any cost. They don't care whether the opponent is destroyed or if opponent is surviving or opponent is also flourishing with you. They don't care. We don't want to be a hospital like that. Our hospital should not be driven by any market. कि market में ये हो रहा है तो अपना भी होना चाहिए. Market में इतना चल रहा है तो इधर भी होना चाहिए. पहले से guideline देकर गए. And we have a trustee meeting once in a month. Now we have more often because of the COVID difficulties and all crisis. But once in a month, I have never seen even once annual meeting also. There's annual meeting also, annual general body meeting, where we take the finances, क्या last year क्या हुआ सब study करते हैं. उधर भी कभी मैंने देखा नहीं है कि trustees pushing the managers, the directors, what we are doing, why there is so low profit, why so many manpower are increasing again and again. They don't say that. We only take the stock, this year how many operations we did free of charge, this year how many camps we did, how many operated in the camps, how much Barsana did this year, how much service we did in Vrindavan Hospice. And in Sadananda, how many operations we did. This year we had 5,000, last year we should have 10,000 target. And we did that also. 5,000 was not difficultly achieved, but 10,000 also we achieved with great efforts. So this the mood is there. And then the world is doing cut practice, and yahan se wahan bhejenge, NM mein bhejenge, toh they give cut to you. All that is going on in the world. Everybody is after money. Send patient, send patient, send patient. We'll give you, we'll give you, we'll give you. This is the only mood outside. They are sometimes bribing the doctors also to divert patients from one hospital to another hospital. Especially night doctors and the casualty doctors and some of the doctors, they just connect and they say, ki, send to us, we'll give you. All kinds of things happen. And the poor ho, ya rich ho, ya garib ho, difficulty bhi ho, unka apna jo cutting hai, wo karna hi hai. They don't care, no? That is their motto. But Gurudev has already instructed us, ki, this place, nothing should be happening like this. It should be a genuine practice. Like your mother comes to this hospital, how would you treat her? As a minimum cost, the minimum thing required, minimum medication, minimum stay in the hospital, the best possible doctor in the hospital, you'll connect to your mother, and you tell all the sisters that, see, my mother is there, give her best care. Sister, Ayabai, everybody you will tell, my mother is there. Like that, you should take care of every patient. The minimum cost, genuine thing required. वो कैसा रहता है कंपनी वाला गाड़ी वाला. इफ यू सेंड इन टू कंपनी ना सर, वो पिस्टन चेंज करना पड़ेगा, वो रॉड चेंज करना पड़ेगा, वो फिल्टर चेंज करना पड़ेगा, वो ऑयल, एवरीथिंग ही वांट्स टू चेंज ओनली द थिंग ही वांट्स टू रिपेयर, एवरीथिंग ही वांट्स टू चेंज. बट यू गो टू लोकल गैराज वाला, योर फ्रेंड बोले, क्या सर ये सब एक्सल चेंज करने का क्या है, अभी तो गाड़ी नया नया है, क्या उसमें, आई विल डू सम ओल्ड वेल्डिंग वर्क एंड चलेगा आपका काम. ये पिस्टन चेंज करने की जरूरत क्या है, थोड़ा सा मैं पॉलिश करता हूँ, हो जाएगा काम. ऐसा बात करके वो 10,000 का काम 2,500 में कर देगा आपका. थोड़ा सा डिफरेंस, इधर देयर इज अ कंसर्न इज देयर, उधर ओनली पर्पज इज टू मेक मनी. यू डोंट केयर व्हाट इज द सिचुएशन. बोलेगा डॉक्टर देखा, चलो ये भी चेंज करो उसका, ये भी चेंज करो. सो दैट इज वाई द मनी दैट वी मेक हियर, वी डू मेक मनी. अभी कोरोना में वी आर इन ग्रेट लॉस, बट वी डू मेक सम प्रॉफिट. ऑल प्रॉफिट गोज इन द चैरिटी in the villages, here also discount and everything, something lakhs of rupees per month, per year we are doing. So when the purpose is pure and that is percolated everywhere, you see spiritual care, you see messages, you see counseling, you see prayers, you see lectures happening, knowledge being given to people, so many people's lives have changed, so many people's lives have been changed, so many divorces have been saved in this hospital. They have come as a patient, But so many people have saved their divorces in the course of spiritual counseling. They just have come out with some misery. अरे क्या सिस्टर है तू, आप ठीक हो ना, बुखार तो उतर गया आपका, फिर भी इतने दुखी क्यों लग रहे हो? सडनली शी विल स्पीक, अरे आई एम गेटिंग डिवोर्स्ड नेक्स्ट वीक. So then the whole thing discussion starts, and then we have called the husband and we have discussed for a couple of weeks and somehow settled down with them. Some misunderstandings, stupid misunderstandings are going on, but with good counseling, marriage is saved. So many patients, husband is alcoholic, so we have called the husband, counseled him. Finally, husband has given up alcohol, and there is the money for milk for the children now. There is the money for paying fees of children now. The children are going to school again now. So many lives have been saved. With the good knowledge, good counseling, good will, care and love and affection. So in this atmosphere when you work, you may not know what the purpose is, what we are doing, you may not understand, but still your money which you earn here is pure money, uncontaminated money. And you feed your family with that money, and they also had developed that consciousness because you are feeding with pure money. So when there is one good purpose, and there is, because of the good purpose, a pure atmosphere is created of purity. Whoever comes in that will participate in that, will get the benefit of that. If suppose the atmosphere in boardroom is such that everybody is against everybody, you know, all the board of trustees, and one board of trustee goes out to washroom, so immediately they'll speak bad about him. Everybody feels bad about everybody. But one of them goes back, then immediately they will say, this is like this. I told you, now this body, like that they will speak. So Madam Kulkarni had joined our hospital from KM Hospital. 27 years of experience of KM Hospital. She got fed up with the politics. She came over here. And when she retired, she gave a very good comment. She said, in this hospital, I worked for about 15 years. After 27 years of government municipality experience. But I never felt uncomfortable with anybody in manager group. And I had faith that nobody will speak bad about me when I am absent in the manager's meeting on that day. I had such confidence with every colleague of mine. Because the culture is so good. We in our core group meeting also, we do have fights and difference of opinion. We sometimes talk loudly, this and that. But everybody knows that everybody loves one another. It's only a matter of discussion. When we leave from here, there is nothing like I carry, oh, Dr. Shamlal said this to me, oh, today Dr. Rathod said this to me, I will not leave him next time. Nothing. Immediately after that, we have satsang and we are dancing and we are embracing each other. There is no grudge out of this boardroom, although we have heavy discussions sometimes. And sometimes when crisis comes, we have heaviest discussions. And heavy discussion means difference of opinion. I feel this should be done, you feel no, aisa karna chahiye. We have huge arguments. But at the end of the day, there is nothing in anybody's mind. Sometimes we have discussion with trustees also, which is a difference of opinion. But at the end of the day, we are all God brothers. We are family members. Everyone loves one another. Everybody's wives are friends with one another. Everybody's a family. We go together to picnics and we dance and we eat and everything. It's all going on. So that mood is important. Suppose tomorrow you come to know, Dr. Shanbag is not getting along with Dr. Sankey. They have heavy difference of opinion and they are fighting and things are not good. What will you feel as an individual? If you see your mother and father fighting at home as a child, what do you feel? You feel so insecure, na? My God, I love my mama, I love my papa, but they are fighting like cats and dogs. Sometimes my papa hits my mother, mother also wants to hit him back, and child is like, I'm watching, like, you know, it's tense completely. So similarly, in the institute, when you see top people fighting, you have the same kind of experience. See, now the institute is going to get ruined because the top guys are fighting for some selfish purposes. But here you see, there's so much love between the top people. Unusual kind of love is there. And they're all in one mission. They have started the mission, they are in the mission, they have maintained the mission, and they have transferred that mission to many people also. Everybody may not know, but many know what is the mission over here. The mission is to serve people. The mission is to give compassion. The mission is to help them truly out of disease, out of mental anxiety. Give them Lord, give them Krishna, give them Supreme Lord's understanding, connection. Why we took you to Barsana? What is the use? You are a good doctor here, you work here. But purpose of taking you to Barsana, inviting you, you know, requesting you to come so that you can see the different world there. What is Barsana? What is Radharani? And the lectures and the yatras, we go around and listen to lectures, visit the places. So many of employees, hundreds of them, turn by turn, they go to Barsana, go to Vrindavan Yatra, go to Badrinath, go to this, go to Dwarka. Why we should go to hospital in Dwarka? What is the purpose? You can go to Kullu Manali, you can go to Darjeeling, you can go to Uti, Uttarakhand. Why go to Ayodhya, Chitrakoot and Mayapur and Jagannath Puri? To know that this hospital is meant to connect you to the Lord. To know what the Lord is, who is Lord Jagannath, who is Lord Ram, Ayodhya, what is Dwarka, and what is Jaipur, and what is Vrindavan. So otherwise there would be a spiritual care department. What is the use of spiritual care department? Array, 4 to 5 lakh per month is being spent there. With no income, only expenditure. Bhagwan ko sambhalna hai, rath ko ghumana hai, dressing karna hai, flowers hai, bhog is there, and there are so many programs which are done free of charge. There is no charge. We give them food as prasadam to everybody in all programs, patients and employees, everywhere we serve prasadam. It's only expense. And which business hospital will do that? Spending 4 lakh rupees per month for doing nothing. There is no income. It's only cost head. In the financial terms, we say it's a cost head. It's not a revenue center. They say cash cow. It's not a cash cow. Like pharmacy is a cash cow. Pathology is a cash cow. You milk pathology, cash falls. The spiritual care is cost head. It's a waste of time. But we are doing it for 22 years now here. Pehla 1 lakh shuru kiya tha. Abhi dheere dheere badh gaya, employees badh gaye. Spiritual care, either beds badh gaye, to number of spiritual care assistants also required more in number. And maybe viewed as a grand royal waste of money. You can view that as it. But how much goodwill, how much change of life, how much change of consciousness in the employees, in the patients have been observed because of this. So many employees have saved their habits, saved from bad habits. So many patients have been saved. So many patients have taken up the bhakti process because of being a patient over here. And they tell, sir, achha hua, mere husband ka heart toota tha us samay pe. Wo heart tod ke bhakti vidhan mein aaya na, pura life change ho gaya. So we thank God that event happened. And anybody can say that? You have a gush to say, good, I got disease. But now they understand ki because of that fracture which was inevitably going to happen, it brought me to Bhakti Vedanta from Mahindra as a corporate client. I was supposed to get admitted over here and I got good treatment here. In the process I met spiritual care ladies and they just gave mala to us, gave knowledge to us, and today we have completely turned our life. I'm so happy. We can give you, no exaggeration, hundreds of examples we can give you. And so many employees have changed their lifestyle and they have been so happy now. We don't meet any person who has adopted a life of bhakti through this hospital and they are saying, I made a big mistake that I accepted this. I just don't like this. Now everybody who has accepted this, at the end of the day feels, I'm so happy now. I'm so happy. So, atmosphere is very important. Usko bolte hai, vatavaran nirmiti. To create an atmosphere is not easy. Like today we are sitting over here and we have a discussion about God and spirituality. Suddenly I stop this and I say, okay, everybody orders beer, everybody orders hard liquor and we have a party here. So what has happened? The atmosphere has changed. And atmosphere is changed or made by whom? People. Atmosphere is there with when you put photographs, good painting and good, you know, decoration. It is the effect is there. But with the photographs here, I can have a wine party here. And the atmosphere will be fully changed. With the photograph being there also. So people are the main ingredients who make or break the atmosphere. What mood you are carrying in the heart. You can carry a selfish mood. You can carry a benevolent mood. You can carry a helpful mood. You can carry a charitable mood or a missionary mood. So many different moods. You can carry angry mood, dissatisfied mood, complaining mood. You can have hundreds of varieties of moods. And each mood that you carry will affect the atmosphere. Even though there are 10 people happy and one unhappy, angry person here, will it make difference or not? It will make difference. But when the top is having one particular constant mood of service, compassion, kindness, godliness, bhakti, then it does affect, because that is a baseline atmosphere. In the 900 employees today, Dr. Das may be angry today, whatever reason. But collectively, when the patient comes from the gate, now he'll feel very peaceful. Why? Because the collective resultant atmosphere is compassion, kindness, peace, assurance. So what we are supposed to do is add to this wonderful spiritual atmosphere from our side. Add to that. You can do three things. You can add from your side in this wonderful atmosphere. Contribute from your side. One. Two, you can say, be neutral. What I have to do with this? I am a nurse. I am supposed to take my patients very sincerely. I will work, take my salary, go home. Baki, their spirituality and all this, I am not interested. Let them do. I am not against also. As far as I am there, I am work and I go home. Neutrality. And third thing is, I come and I say, hey, I don't like all these things. Then I gather opinion. What about you? I also don't like this thing. Then what about you? I also don't like this thing. So I gather a group and make a movement. Ki why Hare Krishna? Why this is there? Why this waste of time? So many things you can talk and you can spoil the atmosphere. So we say that if the best thing is you contribute in the atmosphere. Positivity you add by your presence. Or you remain neutral. At the worst thing you can say, I am not interested. We are okay. But we say, please do not contaminate. Please don't break. Like by bringing some wrong kind of food inside or wrong kind of activities. Don't spoil our hard-earned atmosphere. That's what our request is. And if you so really, really so hate the atmosphere, leave this place. Nobody is forcing you. If it is matches, then we can continue working. If you really don't like what we are doing, you can go and find an atmosphere which suits you. There are many kinds of institutions in the world who have different kinds of atmospheres. You know, you choose from the market what you like. But we are what we are. You have to love us or leave us. What we can do about it? But the benefit of working in a pure atmosphere is, even though we are not aware, the purity comes to you. Cleansing comes to you. Purification reaches you. Even without your awareness. Working in the abortion clinic, even if you don't know, impurity comes to you. You don't even have to work for it. It automatically will touch you. So that the statement of those ladies in the wrestling arena was that, if we all keep watching this wrestling match, which is injustice, we will share the injustice. Matlab, we will get contaminated with the atmosphere. So we want to leave this place. But they could not leave because they were very concerned. What's happening? And finally, to their surprise, Krishna Balaram killed them. So they were like relieved. My God. Good, the injustice was solved. And then in front of their eyes, even Kamsa was killed. And they all knew Kamsa was a very ruthless, cruel, sinful king. And they were happy when Kamsa was killed. And when Krishna won, and then Ugrasen was released, Ugrasen became king again, and everything was, Vasudev was released from the prison, and everything was normal, and terror was vanished, all the fear and terror that he had created, dharma prevailed, adharma got destroyed, because he had said no yajna, no mantras, no chanting, nothing doing, no charity. Everybody was fearful about this topic, everything was become normalized. So all auspicious things again began. So when you went to Barsana, were you happy there? The atmosphere is so pure and so nice, and the work that is going on, you know, serving the local Brijbasis, free operations and prasadam and the lecture and the yatras, and so beautiful atmosphere, you know. So we feel, oh, this is different than anything else. Day-to-day life is different. This is something else. That's why last 28 years I am going there. Every year I am hankering to go. We started ourselves, but even today we want to participate. That experience is something. So our HR director, who is, he said that he one time came for yatra. He was a new joiner in the hospital as a HR, but he came with his wife, and he attended all the lectures and all the yatras, and he participated in service also. And in the end, even he was giving feedback We give, you know, feedback meeting is there. Everybody participates into what they felt and what they went through. So he said ki, in the village, which is not a hospital, but you set up a hospital for 15 days, na? And that too, residential hospital. Everybody stays there, eats there and works there. So it's a big hospital established for only 15-20 days or 3 weeks. But he said, tum log vatavaran nirmiti bahut achhi karte ho. In that temporary situation which was created, dental here, eye here, the atmosphere is so surcharged that everybody is serving. Everybody is serving. Why? Because the mood that is created there, na, in the atmosphere is so intense. Abhi, you know, wonderful thing I'll tell you. A joke also, but wonderful thing. There are some employees here who are always like bad performance. Unko bahut dhakka marna padta hai. Wo bolte hai, achhe aadmi lage, aisa chor luchar nahi hai. बट काम में बहुत ढीले रहते हैं, उनको बार बार धक्का मारना पड़ता है, थोड़ा सा मेमो भी देना पड़ता है कभी कभी. अरे द सेम गाय इज वर्किंग फॉर 16 आवर्स देयर एंड नो बडी इज आफ्टर हिम टू सी वेदर इज परफॉर्मिंग और नॉट, इज इज लेजिंग आउट और नॉट. ही इज समटाइम्स सिटिंग ऑन द ग्राउंड एंड स्लीपिंग फॉर 3 आवर्स इन स्लीपिंग सिटिंग पोजिशन, बट ही इज ऑन द जॉब. एंड अगेन ही कम्स बैक एंड ही बिकम्स सेम ओवर हियर समहाउ. एंड अगेन ही गोज टू कैंप, ही इज लाइक 12 आवर्स 14 आवर्स वर्किंग. तो बोला क्या राज क्या है इसका, हाँ इधर धक्का मारना पड़ता है उधर क्या है. प्रभु जी राधा रानी का वो कृपा है ना, वो ऐसा सरचार्ज करता ना हमको, वी कैनॉट जस्ट सिट डाउन. एंड दिस नॉट वन एग्जाम्पल, एवरीबडी फील्स दैट चार्ज, यू नो दे विल वर्क फॉर 12 आवर्स फॉर 7 days एंड दे विल गेट टायर्ड आफ्टर कमिंग बैक हियर, बट दे विल नॉट गेट टायर्ड ओवर देयर. सो वॉट इज इन दैट, बोले वो भूमि में वो एटमोसफेयर में वो शक्ति है ना राधा रानी की कृपा का, वो हम लोग फील करते हैं. एंड वी डोंट नो फ्रॉम वेयर द एनर्जी कम्स. कभी खाना खाते हैं, कभी नहीं खाते हैं, कभी अच्छा खाते हैं, कभी टाइम ही नहीं मिलता है, और इतना घंटा काम, इतना ओपीडी देखते हैं ओवर. बट एनर्जी देखेंगे तो एवरीबडी इज लाइक हाइपर एनर्जेटिक सुपरमैन काइंड ऑफ सिचुएशन इज देयर. वाई? एटमोसफियर. बट सपोज एवरीबडी इज काम चोर देयर, एवरीबडी टॉकिंग सम गॉसिप देयर, द सेम प्लेस, तो यू ऑल्सो विल गो एंड गेट डिस्चार्ज ओवर देयर. हाँ, इंस्टेड ऑफ गेटिंग चार्ज्ड अप, यू गेट डिस्चार्ज्ड ओवर देयर. So that is what is important. In an institution, whether Bhaktivedanta, whether Reliance, or whether Tata, or whether airlines industry, or whether hospitality industry like hotels, what is most important is creating the mood from the top people. What is the mood? Is the mood is cooperation? Is the mood is helping one another? Help, is mood to take care of the customers and making them happy selflessly out of the way jaake unko karna hai? कि ऊपर से मैसेज आता है मनी इज़ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट, हाँ बिजनेस होना चाहिए. वॉट एवर मैसेज यू गिव ना फ्रॉम टॉप, एंड नॉट बाय वर्ड्स, हाँ बाय एक्शंस. अभी इंडक्शन में तो हम लोग अच्छी अच्छी बातें करेंगे ना, इंडक्शन में कितना बड़ा मिशन है हमारा. लाइक इंडक्शन इज लाइक द बेस्ट थिंग व्हाट वी कैन टेल यू, वी आर टेलिंग यू. बट यू गो एंड द इंडक्शन, यू गो टू डिपार्टमेंट एंड वॉट एक्जैक्टली यू डू एंड व्हाट योर कलीग्स आर डूइंग, दैट इज रियल इंडक्शन. बिकॉज दे नो कि वॉट इज एक्चुअली हैपनिंग हियर, what they speak and what they do, there's a big difference over here. So the mood prevails like that. But if you see what we speak is also in action there, then you get inspired. You see that, yes, I was told to cooperate, but my colleagues are cooperating so well, so I want to cooperate. But I was told to cooperate in the induction, but I see nobody is cooperating, so why the hell I should cooperate? So atmosphere is very important. Uske liye na, individual purity is required. Everybody has to have individual purity, and the top guys must have it. So collectively they express that, and that is going and distributed to everybody. What is your inspiration? His inspiration is that he has seen people working in the hospital of a standard that he was expecting. So he left Kokilaben and he also joined here. And Kokilaben left karna matlab wo murkh aadmi hai. Who will leave Kokilaben Hospital, established job. Tina Ambani came to meet him. Sir, why are you leaving this job? What do you want? What is you think lacking over here? We can provide you whatever you feel you are not lacking here. So he said, ki, I want to serve my Guru Maharaj in my Guru Maharaj Hospital. So she said, that I cannot provide you here in Kokilaben Ambani Hospital. Because she asked him and he put his requirement, ki, this is what his requirement is. That's why I am leaving and going. So then she was helpless because that service of Gurudev she cannot provide in Kokilaben. So she said ki, Anyway, any time in future, if you are unhappy in Bhakti Vedanta, then you contact us. Abhi, I asked her, Chinnamani used to meet you often, kya? She said, the first time I met her. She is 7th Kokila Abhinambani Hospital. So something must be there, inspiration that has made him to give up something lucrative and come here and do something else. Abhi, we are having corona problem, right? Even Kokilaben has corona problem, but Kokilaben has tons of money and they must be tackling it with that tons of money and solving the problem. And here he is maybe observing what we are fighting and we are really struggling. So they can be thinking, hey, if I would have been there now, I wouldn't have such much problem. But they have tons of money there, they can pour in money and fill the gap. And here we are discussing kya karna hai. We don't have tons of money here. But what is that thing? Mujhe bhi, I will say, 27 years I spent here. What have I gained? I may think like that. But what have I gained? I cannot describe you in words in this place. Dr. Sankhe, what he has gained by being serving over here. So kind because of that, because the atmosphere was originally created in the form of vision by Gurudev. And that has been percolated down through trustees, through the founder members and through all the people. And we have been transferring that atmosphere to everybody, trying to inspire them. It's like one big lamp was there, which lit 8 lamps. And those 8 lamps lit 80 lamps. And 80 lamps lit 800 lamps. And still the main lamp is burning and all the lamps are burning and the light is increasing day by day. So that is what we mean by atmosphere. And it's the greatest fortune to work in a place where I don't carry any karma of the place to my house. I only carry punya and purity to my house. I'm so happy when I carry my salary that I'm giving my wife and my children purest of roti in world. Because it doesn't carry any negative emotion of somebody's exploitation or somebody's cheating. So to be able to work in such an atmosphere, see, there are lakhs of devotees in Mumbai also. Out of the lakhs of Hare Krishna devotees, how many devotees are working in Bhaktivedanta Hospital? Maybe 300 who are proper Hare Krishna followers, right? So many Hare Krishna devotees are working outside in municipality, in Reliance and in some other company where they know the atmosphere and they go to temple in the weekend to cleanse the contamination what happens in 5 days in a week. Kuch seva karte hain, jhadu marte hain, kuch Bhagwan ki seva karte hain udhar jaake. Because they know ki 5 days bahut bekar atmosphere ho jate hain unke. 2 days unko saaf safai karni padti hai, cleansing atmosphere. And they go back again inevitably because kya karenge. So we are in those fortunate people. Another example I'll give you. In Barsana, 9 crore people come every year to take darshan. Pehle 7 crore tha, abhi to Bhagwan ke daya se number badh raha hai. So 9 crore people every year enter Barsana, take darshan and go to holy places, take prasadam, donations, katha, sab kuch karte. Out of those 9 crore people, we are the only people who have service over there. Humko seva mili hai. 400 log jaate hain aur 15 din wahan par राधा रानी के भक्तों की राधा रानी के धाम की सेवा करते हैं. वो कुंड को साफ कर देते हैं, पीली पुकार को इधर मंदिर में सेवा करते हैं. अलॉन्ग विद द कैंप सब ऑल्सो कथा सुनते हैं. तो आई ऑलवेज टेल कि आउट ऑफ द 9 crore पिलग्रिमेजेस पिलग्रिम्स हु कम हियर, यू आर द ओनली 400 पिलग्रिम्स हु आर हैविंग सम डायरेक्ट सर्विस टू द धाम एंड द धाम पीपल हु आर मोस्ट नीडी एंड यू आर द वन हु आर रिसीविंग द मर्सी डायरेक्टली बिकॉज यू आर सर्विंग द डियर वंस ऑफ राधा रानी. तो हम लोग कितने फॉर्चुनेट लोग हैं. We should realize that many of times you don't know. Ambani's son may feel, kya papa ne diya hi kya mujhe. He may talk like this. What? See Dhirubhai, what he gave to you all and what you have given to us. Bol sakta hai. Or I can tell my father, what did you give me? No land, no property in my name. I had to struggle whole my life. Father kya bolega? Main ek dukandar tha. पूरा वो सोप वगैरह बेचते थे दुकान में, अगरबत्ती सोप्स एंड ऑल दोज थिंग्स. एंड यू आर 5 सन्स एंड आई मेड 2 ऑफ देम डॉक्टर्स, ऑल ऑफ देम ग्रेजुएट्स. नाउ माय कैपेसिटी इज ओवर, नाउ आई मेड यू डॉक्टर, नाउ यू गो एंड फ्लाई. आई हैव गिवन यू विंग्स टू फ्लाई. पर सिलाय में से पापा ने दिया ही क्या है. दिस अ वे यू थिंक. व्हाट डू यू थिंक? आई विल से पापा हैज गिवन मी अ स्ट्रांग बॉडी बिकॉज ही मेड अस डू जिम्नेशियम एट होम. He gave us strong, healthy body and he gave us education by taking loans and he made us, very highly educated. And now with that, I will go ahead and do my own things. Father has given good culture. He gave us etiquettes. He never told us to cheat anybody. He always gave us good etiquettes, good mannerisms, how to live in tough times. All that culture he has given us. No food should be wasted. All this wonderful culture and training he gave us. He gave us education, good health. And now I am on my own. I should go on my own and always be grateful to my father. Kisi, in such tough times, he made us medically educated and, gave us good personality and good ethics and etiquettes. So like that. So what American Nixon, what did he say? Don't think what country can give you. Think what you can give to your country. Because country is already supporting you and sheltering you. You add to the country, and when you give to the country gives you back. Na? When you put water to the tree, what happens? The tree gives you fruit back. It's always loving exchange. So, Bhakti Vedanta is like that Kalpavruksha tree, desire fulfilling tree, where everybody comes and gets nourished in culture, in personality, in character, in good service, good vision, good people to work with. I cannot leave these people. I will retire and go home, but I will not join some other company because they are giving me big offers and much more money. Because ultimately atmosphere is important. Who are you working with? If you are working with crooks as your colleagues, life is miserable. So miserable, I know. My friends in Delhi, everybody I know, they are making good money in IT. What atmosphere they are living. 28-year-old guy has severe LS spine, disc prolapses and cervical spondylitis, and he has got high BP at 28 years of age. Why? Because so much stress is there, so much demand is there, so much targets are there. We don't care whether you meet your wife or child or not. 11:30 ko ghar jayega wo, 6:30 ko wapas chalu karega. They don't care your child is sick, wife is sick, anybody is sick. They want their business, they want their money. So kya karenge abhi? Helplessly working. If given choice, they will leave today. But what to do? Where to get the money from? But here, we love to come here. We love to be participant of this atmosphere and the mission here. We feel fortunate to be over here. That I could do something because I am here. I go out, who cares? Because I worked in Saudi Arabia for 2 years. And I have got pakka experience of working in a corporate outside. How they treat you, and how they exploit you, how they don't care for you. That's why, whenever I feel ki mera na isse matbhed ho gaya aaj, beta I leave yaar. Then I remember my Saudi experience. I said, I am better over here. And if I fight with my colleagues na here physically also, I am still better off than Saudi Arabia. Because I have tested something outside, so I know the benefit of here, working here. So with these words, I end my talk today. And there was one story which I wanted to explain, but I missed out. I'll tell you now in short. There was an old man who was a teacher. Old time teachers, how they were? They were so sincere, They will take extra classes and they will teach their students, and the students will always feel that my teacher is like my father and my mother, so kind and so loving, so encouraging, so much to learn from them. Such kind of teachers we also experienced now in our childhood. Nowadays, so nobody cares, but in our childhood, like our teachers were like my mother. And today also, there are teachers whom I call. They are now 86-year-old. And today also I call them. I wish them on their birthdays. I take care of medical health of theirs. Because of the bond of mother and child is still there. And I go to meet also. And when we meet, we cry. My teacher and myself, I clasp her feet. And she said, no. And then she will kiss me and she will hug me. And we both will cry. That kind of relationship is there. Because of selfless service that they offered us, the education that they gave us, very very lovingly and selflessly. So he was that kind of teacher. And he would teach his students in the class, and some of them you are a little weak in maths, she's a little weak in this one. So he will take care of that. And after school, he will take free tuitions. Koi bula bula ke, parents ko bol ke, tu usko zara bhejna, uska mathematics zara meko karna hai, aisa karke. And his whole life he did that. And because he never took any money for tuitions from his students, he never made any money. He never became rich. Whatever salary was there, he remained middle class man. And so his son grew up, his wife also grew old, and son felt that, why Papa is doing free education? So Papa was on his principal. He never took any money for tuitions. And Papa retired one day. And the son got, you know, went in 12th and he gave for education and everything. And Papa had no money to pay. He had to take loans and all these things. And then son became so grown up, he started criticizing. I wanted to go abroad. And because of your free things, what your free things have given you? Today I need money to go abroad for my education. And you don't have any money. And I saw you educating so many people free of charge. You should have taken some money. Today I could have gone abroad. So by giving love to all those students, you have done injustice to me. And that poor old fellow now is not saying anything. My mother also is sometimes joining the son, sometimes keeping quiet, and sometimes consoling the son, sometimes joining the son also. And now the son has finally could not go abroad and he had to study here only and he took one job. And the father is daily in his dhoti kurta attire, daily going in the sun wearing a chappal to deliver hot dabba to his son, to his company. And the son is very ashamed of his father because of his village kind of attire and he is like simplistic look, poor look. So he used to tell his father, Papa, don't come in front, huh? You stand there and bus stop. I will come there and pick up dabba. Don't come in front of my colleagues, you know. I'll tell them what your father is and all. I say he would treat. My father would keep quiet. Every day in hot sun he would come, stand in a bus stop and deliver tiffin to his son. The son will not tell that my papa had come, who is my papa. Nobody will introduce also. Because he is ashamed of his papa. He feels that my father is very below dignity person to be introduced in this corporate office which I am working. And every day ghar mein aake, aapke wajah se hum foreign ne ja sake, aapke wajah se ye nahi kar sake. This is what we are deprived of. Karte karte. Father is like, he is feeling sad. But he is fixed on his principle. He is not going to change his life. He is old man, very principled. And one day what happened? Father went to give dabba near bus stop. And the son was coming to the bus stop. And suddenly a posh car came from there. And the car stopped there. And the car stopped while the son is taking dabba from the father. And whose car was that? The MD of the company. His car. The MD stopped, told driver to stop the car. He came out of the car. He came out of the car and fell at the feet of his father. And started crying like anything. The son is surprised. Why my MD is falling at the feet of my father? So I'm so ashamed that my father is exposed to my MD. And my MD is saying, Oh sir, how are you here? He said, my son is working here. He said, sir, this is my company. I am the MD of this company. And then father was taken by the MD with so much respect. He carried with his hand. He took it to his office. Son is feeling ashamed. Kare, mere father dhoti kurta ko wala hai, ko bhi wo office sab mein dekhenga ki ye iska father hai. And then the MD took him to his main office where his chair is. He brought him and made him sit on this chair. And he called all the employees. His son is getting completely embarrassed. Abhi kya pata nahi, mere father ka reality expose ho jayega sabko. And then the son made him sit and all the employees left their work and gathered in the same office, MD's office. And he said, this is Mr. So-and-so. This is my teacher. We were from a very poor family. My father had no money. I was weak in some subjects. This teacher is like my father. He taught me all my school free of charge tuitions. And because of his tuition, I could score good marks in SSC. I could score good marks in my college. And I went abroad and I studied. And after I came back, I put my business over here. And today my business is so many crores. I have so many employees. All because of this man. Because he took so much pain. Yes, sir, I want to express my gratitude to you. So today I am declaring that I'm happy that this man is your son. I never knew. This is my teacher's son. And today I'm so happy that I have employed him with some income here. But today I declare that I will send him to Germany as a head of my Germany unit. And this is what the payment will be because he will take up the thing. And that time he felt proud of his father for the first time in life. Because he understood all that I was cursing my father for. He did a mistake. Today it has rewarded him so much in such abundance. Reward was given. Why? Because father did selfless continuous good service to all people. And one of them has become MD of some company. Rest of them all were wherever they were. But father never said ki, this guy is good, promising, he'll become multi-millionaire in future. Let me serve him free of charge now. I'll get something in future. No, he served everybody selflessly. There were many, many students. And it was so much misunderstood by the son and the family. You see, my father did wrong things. He should have done right things and I could have been blessed by that benefit. But today he understood what is the glory of my father. For the first time, he saw his father with great respect and honor. Ki my MD is worshipping him, putting him on his chair. So the message is, good work is always benefited, always blessed with good results. It may not be immediate, but when you do good work, he's watching you. He's not blind, his eyes are everywhere. Nobody will may notice your good work. You have to have understanding that my good work is always being watched by the Lord. And always registering and noting down everything what you do. Good and bad both. That vision we should have. Dharmaraj was given and all the Kaurava Pandavas were given one fruit by Dronacharya. And they said, go. Go and eat where nobody sees you. So somebody went behind the cave, somebody went behind the tree, somebody went behind the rock and they found seclusion and they ate the fruit and came back. And Dharmaraj Yudhishthir came back with the fruit. So everybody said, where we ate the fruit? And Dharmaraj, why didn't you eat the fruit? He said, sir, I never found a place where God is not watching me. So you told me, nobody should watch me. So how can I eat the fruit? I came back. He said, you have understood the knowledge perfectly. You have understood the knowledge perfectly. That God is everywhere. He is watching me everywhere. Whatever I do, hidingly and not hidingly, I am being watched by the Lord. That realization Dharmaraj Yudhishthir had. That's why he blessed him that you are real Dharmaraj. So like that we have been taught here that whatever we do here, he is watching. He is everywhere. And when you do good work, he will reward you in the most opportune time. So now the son felt ki, what my father couldn't do, my boss has done like this. But why boss can do like this? Because boss is obliged by my father. He is grateful by my father. So this came in WhatsApp and almost tears came to my eyes, you know, to read the story. Such a heart-touching true story actually. And there were such kinds of hundreds of teachers in India before. Like I have many teachers like that, whom I am in touch with. And today they say, ki, I feel proud that I was your teacher. Well, I say, no madam, I feel proud that I was your student. This is the exchange we have every time. And today anybody is there in teacher, they have any relationship, your students have relationship, your children have relationship with teacher like that. Now everybody is so selfish today. That's why this place is has given us that knowledge and that, you know, that richness of spiritual enlightenment, the happiness that we want to be in happy condition. Atmosphere is very important. Same thing with house also, what you create at home. Every unit where what you atmosphere you create at every unit affects the lives of people. It could be a joint family, it could be a nuclear family, it could be a small nursing home, it could be a big hospital, it could be a chain of hospitals. But the mood of the top goes down and is understood well by the employees. Employees know ki iska mood kya hai, mereko malum hai. Ye hospital mein ya ye sanstha mein, what is the mood? Everybody knows. They perceive. When they work, they perceive that. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, sir.